Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Hey, it's Coach John Quintero. Thanks for downloading and listening to the John Quintero Show. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can always listen live weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's showtime.
San Diego.
Hitting the airwaves live in America's finest city.
It's the John Quintero Show.
Oh, doctor!
San Diego's only sports show with two born and raised San Diegans.
Let's face it, we're the most interactive talk show in Southern California.
Longtime coach and San Diego sports radio legend, John Quintero.
When the roster came out, they're bench. They don't have veterans on the bench right now. You got to have some veterans coming off that bench.
And his young, up-and-coming co-host, Braden Cifrenich.
I mean, it was on me to bring a date, and I didn't. So that's on me, but I still had a good time, Coach.
Why is he always calling me me?
Here is the coach, John Quintero. Live and local on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, diving into hour number four of the program. Thanks again to Bernie Wilson. He's always got a little dry humor. Well, we appreciate his contribution throughout the course of the year. And again, for you folks, maybe just tuning in, very happy holidays. Braden and I will be here the remainder of today. We'll be in tomorrow, and that'll be it. So be ready to roll tomorrow, 10 o'clock. We'll take a lot of phone calls. We got some great guests. Bob Nightingale going to join us tomorrow, talk a little baseball. Brad Sesmat's going to join us, talk about the Arizona Diamondbacks. We'll have a couple of our regulars, John Maffey from the San Union Tribune, talking high school sports. And, of course, we'll finish up tomorrow with our man, Philly Billy Werndell, to talk NFL. But right now, as we get into hour number four, one of our favorite segments, one of our favorite people, Skyler joining us for our College Football Saturday.
Last time with the music, Coach. Sad.
Yeah, it is.
That means we've got to wait all the way till next year for more college football news and action and everything like that. Who knows what conferences people are going to be at this point. Eh?
I know. That's very true.
All right, we picked 15 games last week. Only six of them played, and then we're going to pick 15 games this week to account for the 30 of the 42 bowl games that there are. Last week, the games that actually played are the games that we picked. I went 4-2, Skyler went 4-2, and Coach went 3-3. New Mexico State didn't do any of us any favors. And even though West Kentucky won, Coach, for you and I, they did not win by more than cover the spread that they had. So that was a loss for us. So moving on to week two of the bowl weeks, and some of these games on this day we picked, but we're going to start with the Holiday Bowl that we've talked about for the last hour. The 15th-ranked Louisville Cardinals at 10-3, favored by 7.5, versus the USC Trojans, who are 7-5. 5 o'clock on Fox. Your guess is as good as mine on who's playing in this game.
Skyler, would you like to be the leadoff hitter today?
I sure can. I think you guys know probably how I'm going to go with this game. I haven't been a huge USC believer this season, but I know the stadium will be filled, I'm sure, with mostly USC fans, but I am going to have to go Louisville on this one.
I got USC plus 7.5. I'm also not a huge believer in the Trojans. But that being said, it seems like this game, the Holiday Bowl, is always one of the best games out there and always a game that comes down to the wire. Regardless of what the matchup is, I think USC can pull. I think they could be within 7.5 points.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I'm taking the Trojans and the points.
No surprise there from Coach.
I know.
Big USC.
Guy. How about me asking Pete Arbogast what uniforms they were going to wear? I hope they were their home ones.
I think they will be. They're listed as the home team on the website. So I would imagine they're probably going to wear their home unis. All right, got to move on. The Tax Act Texas Bowl. But the Texas A&M Aggies at 7-5 are a 2-point favorite now against the Oklahoma State Cowboys, who are 9-4, members of the Big 12 Conference. Aggies, Cowboys, 6 o'clock ESPN on December 27th, Coach.
I'm going to take Oklahoma State. A&M, they're in such disarray right now.
Oklahoma State doesn't have their... They have so many teams that left, players that left. It's so hard.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track of this. I mean, every day guys are dropping like flies. This quarterback, this running back, this wide receiver, this defensive lineman. I mean, it's like crazy.
The leading rusher's in the transfer portal. He's not even going to be on the team. Coach Gundy's son even transferred out.
I know. The coach's son transferred.
Yeah. So who's left? I don't know. Same thing with A&M, though. They're kind of in turmoil as well. We're both taking the Cowboys, though. I'll take Oklahoma State. Skyler.
Yeah, and A&M's been in turmoil all season, so it's not just heading into the bowl game where things are kind of a mess. So that's why I'm going to go with Oklahoma State as well.
December 28th, Thursday of next week, the Pop-Tarts Bowl, Coach. What do you know about the Pop-Tarts Bowl?
I don't, but didn't Kansas State's quarterback, is he transferred to SC?
Yeah, that was the rumor. I'm sure he is.
Well, he's not playing.
He ain't playing either. No, he is not. The NC State Wolfpack, 9-3, 18 in the country. Kent State Wildcats, 25 in the country. Kent State's favored by 2.5 now on the spread since that news, obviously. And it will be a fun one in the Pop-Tarts Bowl down in Orlando, Florida. K-State by 2.5. I'll take NC State to plus 2.5 for this one.
Yeah, I'm not a big NC State lover. I've never liked them in any sport, to be honest with you. But I got to take them in this game.
You're taking NC State, the Wolfpack?
Yeah, I got to take. I'd like to take Kansas State, but too much uneasiness there for me. I got to go with NC State.
Well, I think this is going to be a really close, scrappy game. I think the quarterback drama is something that Kansas State maybe doesn't have to worry about as much as everybody is stressing over it. So I think I'm going to go opposite and go Kansas State.
K-State for Skyler, minus 2.5. We'll take it. Valero Alamo Bowl. Probably one of the best bowl games out there, at least that I've been able to be a part of with how they treat the teams and everything. The Arizona Wildcats, 14th in the country, 9-3 on the season, and a great season it was. Are favored by 3 against the Oklahoma Sooners, who are number 12 in the country at 10-2, 6:15 on ESPN on Thursday, December 28th. I like the Arizona Wildcats. Out of everybody, all the teams in the top 25 with players leaving, Arizona didn't have too many players leave. Oklahoma did. I'm going to take the Wildcats.
I'm going to take Arizona. I'm going to tell you for a couple of... Number one, Dylan Gabriel left Oklahoma. That's number one. Okay, so he's headed to Oregon. Number two, I think Arizona has a lot to prove. They want to show that they are indeed turn this program entirely around. And I also, the young freshman quarterback, Fafita, has been absolutely spectacular. So I think they win this football game, and they let people know around college football that, you know, they're back.
Well, I think, again, I'm going to have to go opposite you guys. Oklahoma's moving into the SEC. I really need them to step it up, end this season with a bang. I know they're not quite in the SEC yet, but I'm going to just go ahead and claim them as my fellow SEC team, so I'm going to have to root for Oklahoma.
Hey, what, will you already get a T-shirt like with the SEC map on the back, and you've found Oklahoma on the map?
Exactly. I do have one of those T-shirts, but we're going to have to get a new one because we're adding some teams.
This is the problem with the SEC. They just all are on each other's bandwagon, and really not. I'm surprised Skyler would do this because everybody is on your bandwagon at Alabama since they can't win themselves. They have to ride the coattails of Georgia and Alabama and go SEC. And Oklahoma's not even in the conference yet, and you're already doing that.
See, I think the SEC needs to stick together because everybody hates on them so much. So that's what I'm going to do here.
Everybody hates on them, but they hate everyone else in the conference.
Yeah, that's true.
One team that gets along with the other. And by the way, I know you're probably well aware of Amazon. You could probably order that T-shirt and have it before sundown.
Oh, yeah, it'll be ready, by next week.
This fake conference pride BS. Are you kidding me? They're not even in the conference yet.
They will be.
They're still representing the Big 12, and I say the hell with them.
That's why they're leaving.
Now there you go. Greener pastures sometimes, not always. The TaxSlayer Gator Bowl will be Clemson and Kentucky. Are you just going to pick Kentucky since they're in the SEC there?
I am not. I'm going to go back on my word a little bit now. I'm going to have to go with Clemson here.
Wow. I'm taking Clemson, by the way, too. Clemson's favored by 4, the 22 in the country, 8-4 in the year. Kentucky 7-5. 9 a.m. ESPN next Friday. Jacksonville, Florida. I got Clemson.
I'm going to take Clemson. I'm not a big Dabo Swinney fan. Probably more when he talks motivational stuff. But as far as a coach, he's a whiner, complainer. He's under a lot of heat. I think I almost think he wants to get out of there, but I think right now he's stuck there for a while. I think they win this football game. I think he's probably grinding on these guys to have a good bowl appearance, but I'm not a big Clemson guy.
Skyler showing her her allegiance to another fellow Alabama alum.
I am. See, I'm surprised too, Coach. I like Dabo Swinney. Haven't heard anyone say he's a whiner.
Well, you're not watching the post game after he gets beat. When he wins, he's a gracious winner, a very happy winner. But I don't know. I watched him over the years. Even before he won national championship, I'd watch him in those post games, and he'd whine about this and whine about that. And I don't know. I think he may have been wearing out his welcome down there in South Carolina too.
Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl, Oregon State, 19 in the country, the fourth best team in the Pac-12, going against the 16th ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish, who are 9-3. Notre Dame's favored by 6.5. This game will be at 11 a.m. on CBS next Friday.
Is Hartman playing in that game?
I don't think anybody's playing in the game.
Well, you know what? I think I got to go with Notre Dame in this game to cover. Oregon State, I don't know what's going on with them. They've lost guys. I think Notre Dame's got a lot more depth, and I think they can probably play bully ball against Oregon State.
I got Notre Dame, too. I don't even know who's left at Oregon State. Their coaching staff's gone. Most of their star players are gone. Anybody that had gotten the transfer portal is ineligible. I got the Fighting Irish. I got the Golden Domers.
Yeah, I think we're all going to go Notre Dame on this one.
Like
I know, I'm so surprised.
Like Notre Dame, but that doesn't mean I won't pick them if it's the smart pick. It's
definitely
you're a smart
Catholic
pick.
Boy, not a Notre Damer.
Everybody has to shove their Notre Dame love down my throat. I don't understand the Notre Dame love for no reason. I have no allegiance to Notre Dame, and just being Catholic doesn't. I don't have to root for Notre Dame for being Catholic.
I know.
I think it's a bandwagon. It's a bandwagon.
School
I'm not jumping on the Notre Lame bandwagon. I hate him. No way. Memphis, Iowa State, AutoZone Liberty Bowl. Iowa State's the designated home team, but the game is played where Memphis plays their home games at the Liberty Bowl, the Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, which needs a major facelift. As a member of somebody that has gone to a Liberty Bowl before, that had to be one of the worst bowl games we were ever a part of from everything that was put into it. That being said, the Cyclones are now favored by 10 in this one. That's a tough draw for me because Iowa State's pretty good. Big 12 school. Memphis is technically playing at home. You never know what you're going to get. I'm going to take Memphis plus 10. I think they keep it close.
Well, my take on this, first of all, why was the Liberty Bowl bad? Did they not give you a good enough swag bag?
It was just kind of a dump. Everything about it was a dump. It was kind of slapped together. I'm so used to Mark Neville in the Holiday Bowl taking care of everybody and putting on a great show that I was disappointed with outputs that were not as exceptional as the Holiday Bowl and the Alamo Bowl coach.
Well, good. I'm glad you appreciate what Mark Neville and prior to that Bruce Binkowski have done for the America's finest city.
That's right. See, there's a reason why teams want to be in this bowl game compared to other bowl games. There are some horrid bowl games out there, Coach.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I'll go with Iowa State to cover.
It's the Cyclones.
I also have a hard time with this one just because I think 10 points is a lot in a bowl game when there's so much uncertainty with, you know, who's going to be playing. And what I like about Memphis is they improved kind of consistently all throughout the season. So I think I'll take Memphis to cover the 10 points.
Missouri and Ohio State, the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic, the first of the New Year's Six Bowls. Third best team out of the SEC, the Missouri Tigers. Second best team out of the Big Ten, the Ohio State Buckeyes. Missouri was a 2.5-point favorite, and now Ohio State has swung to a half-point favorite. I'm going to take the Missouri Tigers in this one. When we're talking about teams that don't... When we talk about teams that lost a lot of guys and teams that didn't, Missouri did not lose a bunch of guys in the transfer portal where Ohio State lost, like, their entire starting offense to the draft or the portal. I'm going to take Mizzou.
You know, Ohio State's had a rough year, and I watched Ryan Day yesterday recruiting. They did pretty well. I'm looking at Ohio State being the underdog to Missouri. I'm not buying that. I can't imagine watching that game and seeing Missouri, when the clock runs out, winning that football game. I don't care how many guys, including the quarterback, that have left Ohio State. They've got second and third stringers that could start for a lot of schools. I got to go with Ohio State.
They're favored by a half point now, Coach.
Now, yeah, but they were an underdog yesterday.
I think what's hard about this one for me is Mizzou really was kind of riding a wave, I think, all season long. They were really up and down. So, you know, there was games I thought they'd definitely win. There was games that I thought they had no chance in winning. And they were just a little bit all over the place. They did pleasantly surprise me quite a few times. But I'm going to go with Ohio State here. I just find them to be more consistent.
We got the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, Ole Miss and Penn State, 11th-ranked Ole Miss, 10th-ranked Penn State. It's the fourth-best team in the SEC and the third-best team in the Big Ten. Penn State trying to play for history here, Coach. If they win the Peach Bowl, they will become the first college football program to win every New Year's Six Bowl. Be a part of that. So that's what Penn State has on the line. They're favored by 4, 9 a.m. on ESPN on December 30th.
Braden, I've been a big Penn State fan all year long, and I'm not going to go a different direction now. I think they win this game. I think James Franklin's team has done very well, but he's got the knock, and it's fair, man. He can't beat Ohio State. He can't beat Michigan, but still a damn good football program.
I got Penn State as well.
So we're all running away from the lane train.
Yes, nobody likes the lane train. We know Skyler doesn't like the lane train.
I will not be there, that's for sure.
So you're taking Penn State.
Yes, please.
Next game on the list, Florida State and Georgia. Capital One Orange Bowl. Best team in the ACC, second best team in the SEC. All the turmoil surrounding Florida State for not making the playoff. Georgia, obviously disappointed they're not in the playoff either. Georgia was a 14-point favorite. Now they're a 14.5-point favorite. I think Florida State comes out and... Because they're all pissed off, I think they keep it close. I don't think Georgia wins by double digits, but I do think Georgia wins. I'll take Florida State plus 14.5.
Go ahead, Skyler.
Well, this game is very important to me. I hope that Georgia wipes the floor with Florida State because I'm tired of them complaining, and I'm really just hoping that Georgia can put an end to it for me. So I'm absolutely taking Georgia and hoping they get all the points they possibly can.
I'm taking Georgia. I think they're far and away better. I think Alabama's better than Florida State. I think Georgia's better than Florida State. Florida State, I know they'll come out, they'll give it all probably for about a quarter and a half. Then the initial adrenaline will run off, and I think Georgia's going to kick their tail up and down the field.
17th-ranked Iowa, 21st-ranked Tennessee. Tennessee's favored by 8.5 in this Cheez-It Citrus Bowl down in Orlando, Florida.
This will be a real dynamic game.
Iowa's got most of their offense staying. Are you surprised? Yeah. Not a lot of them into the train.
That'll probably guarantee him at least 3 to 7 points. total, I'm talking
total,
about.
Total, for the long. Whole game, all four quarters.
I've watched enough Tennessee football games this year to realize that they're not very good. And they lost a couple of kids in the transfer portal, of course, and I know Iowa's got a good defense.
I'll tell you, I'm going to go Iowa, and the reason I'm going to go Iowa because I think their team will be more into it than Tennessee will be.
I can see that. I'm going to take Tennessee just because.
Yeah, I got to take Tennessee just because, like you said, Coach, we're looking at maybe 3 or 7 points from Iowa. I think that that's a pretty accurate statement, so I can't take Iowa.
I just think Iowa, the Kirk Ferentz, and Kirk Ferentz also made a statement that he'd be talking with the media like on January 2nd. I wonder if he's going to hang it up.
Wisconsin and LSU in the ReliaQuest Bowl down in Tampa, Florida. LSU's favored by 10 now in this game. Big Ten 6, SEC 5. I'll take LSU.
Yeah, I definitely am going to take LSU. They've got a very explosive offense. They're exciting to watch. I'll be watching this game, and I'm definitely going to go LSU.
And, of course, their backup quarterback will be playing with Jaden Daniels out, getting ready for whatever he's getting ready for. I'll go with LSU. It's too many.
All right, final two games we got here are three games. Liberty Flames and the Oregon Ducks. Oregon Ducks are favored by 17 points.
I'll take the Ducks they're gonna roll over Liberty. Liberty hadn't seen a team like this. I know they're 23rd in the country, but I think the Ducks roll big time. They're gonna score about 55 on Liberty.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe Bo Nix is playing, so I think that says a lot right there. So I think Oregon's gonna just kill this game.
I'm gonna take Oregon as well. College football playoff time. It's the first game of the CFP, which won't happen for a while. It's not going to happen until January 1st. And it's going to be Alabama and Michigan. Michigan's favored by 2 against the Crimson Tide in the Rose Bowl game.
You know which way Skyler and I are going. Go ahead, Brayden. You can make your pick.
I'm taking Alabama. They're going to destroy Michigan. Michigan's probably one of the most overrated programs in all of college football.
I agree with you 100%.
Well, that makes me feel good, and I'll be doing everything in my power to be at that game cheering my team on.
Texas Longhorns, Washington Huskies. Longhorns are favored by 4.5.
This here is a tough game.
I think so, too.
You know, well, I want to say that Texas physically on the offensive and defensive lines are more physical than Washington. But Washington's got some size, but they got a lot of speed, a lot of quickness. And I think as good as Texas has played and the teams that they've beat, they've seen some great talent. But I think that offensive scheme up there in Washington is going to give them problems. I think Washington's going to win this game.
I got Washington plus 4.5. I've seen Texas play in person. I was not really impressed.
And the other thing about Washington, I feel like a lot of people have really just been underestimating them all season long. And I think even going into this game, they're being underestimated. So I'm really hoping for a Washington-Alabama national championship game.
All right, so you're taking Washington.
I'm taking Washington.
That'll do it. Made it through all the picks there, Coach.
All righty. Hey, Skyler, very Merry Christmas to you, your family, a prosperous new year, and thanks again for being a big part of the program during college football season.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much for having me. It's the highlight of my week to come talk college football with you guys.
Hey, we'll look forward to seeing you soon. Enjoy the holiday.
You too.
All right. With that, we need a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll get some phone calls. We got Ryan Horvath, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, coming up after the bottom of the hour. Just a feel-good show today and tomorrow. Our phone number, 833-288-0973. Coach John Katera going to the top of the hour right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Well, thanks again to Skyler stopping by. A little college football Saturday talk. We got Ryan Horvat coming up after the bottom of the hour. Our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Get his thoughts on tonight's game. It's going to be a good game. You're going to hear it right here on 97.3 The Fan. You've got 2-7-7 teams trying to stay in the playoff hunt. The New Orleans Saints coming out west at SoFi Stadium to take on the L.A. Rams tonight. Braden, this ought to be a really, really good football game. I know, as always, they're on a short week, but, boy, both teams, these are critical games tonight.
Last couple Thursdays have been very high scoring, Coach. One of them was competitive, and one of them was definitely not competitive last week. But it should be a good one because it's a very important game for both teams that are sitting there in the playoff picture. You know, you look at the playoff picture in the National Football League, and they got both leagues are very bunched together, Coach. When it comes to the AFC and the NFC, I mean, if you look at the NFC playoffs right now, you know, Tampa Bay is currently a division leader at 7-7, but New Orleans is also 7-7 right there on their tail. I mean, they're ready to compete. Are they ready? They're in striking distance to make the playoffs. Not only that, but potentially win their own division. Minnesota 7-7. LA Rams currently have the final spot in the wild card at 7-7. So this is a de facto playoff game tonight between the Rams and the Saints.
Absolutely. Tampa Bay, as you mentioned, them in New Orleans 7-7. Right now the Bucs hold a tiebreaker. Saints ninth in the NFC right now. They're trying to get in, and the 49ers have already inched the division, and right now they're leading in the number one seed, and Rams at 7-7, seventh in the NFC. So, but I'll tell you, McVay, every week, I'm more and more impressed. And then I was looking last night, Braden, as I was getting ready for today's program. The Rams have won four of their last five. And I mean, they're really playing well. And now Cooper Kupp's back, finally healthy.
Yeah. And they're really firing all cylinders. And the job that Sean McVay has done has been outstanding, you know, with some injuries mixed in, but the more important side of things. I mean, they spent a lot of money and basically hemorrhaged their future for, you know, that Super Bowl win. And, you know, these were supposed to be the dark years as they rejuvenate, you know, some of the money that they had lost with bad contracts and try to get some of the players back and not having draft picks. But, you know, despite all of that, they're sitting there at 7-7, you know, right there in a playoff spot. And, you know, having the playoff spot over New Orleans on the tiebreaker, due to the fact that they're 5-4 in the NFC, in NFC games, and New Orleans is 4-5. That makes this game even more important. Not only would the Saints have a head-to-head tiebreaker, but they got to get their conference record back up to win other tiebreakers. And it's all within, you know, a couple of games, as there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 teams within two games of each other for the final playoff spots. And just in the NFC, I mean, you look at the AFC playoff picture, which is not a factor in tonight's game. You got a lot of teams that are 8-6, 7-7, and even the Raiders at 6-8, only being two games out of a playoff spot with a couple of weeks to go. This thing's going to get down to the nitty gritty. It's going to be fun to watch.
And I mentioned the Rams have won four of their last five. The Saints coming in, they've won two straight. So we're going to have the game for you tonight, folks, right here at 5:15 on 97.3 The Fan. Braden, also tonight, another college football bowl game. We got the Boca Raton Bowl tonight. South Florida going against Syracuse, 5 o'clock. And, you know, Chris Ello's been in Florida with the Lady Aztec basketball program. And I heard that he got in the elevator the other day to go up to his hotel room, and in the elevator was Rocky Long, who's the defensive coordinator of Syracuse.
Wow, what a story.
How about that?
That is pretty good. Syracuse, a 3-point favorite of South Florida. Just to remind everybody, Skyler and I picked Syracuse, and you picked South Florida +3. So battle of 6-6 teams in the Boca Raton Bowl tonight at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm going to watch a little bit of that Lakers, man. Lakers are in Minnesota tonight. They'll probably get beat tonight. They're 15-13. They've dropped 4 or 5 since they won the in-season tournament. They got blown out last night in Chicago by a bad Bulls team. Clippers won again. They've won 9 in a row now. Tonight here in San Diego, you're going to be calling out there at USD. You got the South Dakota game going against the Toreros at Jenny Craig Pavilion. And then, of course, the Aztecs playing host to Stanford tonight at Viejas. Again, that's a tip-off at 6 o'clock tonight. So tomorrow, Braden, we got a lot to talk about tomorrow about what's going on, and we'll get more and a little bit deeper into the National Football League tomorrow.
Yeah, our final NFL whip-around of the year, Coach. Be a good time.
That's right. Absolutely. Okay, a quick timeout. When we come back, Ryan Horvat, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, as we work our way towards the top of the hour. This is the John Quintero Show right here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. A 1:39 the time as we roll to the top of the hour. Yeah, we'll be back in tomorrow. 10 o'clock, we got some fantastic guests to close out 2023, but here's a guy that's been a fantastic guest all year long, and want to thank him when he comes on right now. And on the line is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, our friend Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest line today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast. For more of Ryan Horvat analysis, just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcast. And Mr. Horvat, right off the bat, man, thanks a million. Loved having you on each and every Thursday, and we certainly hope you and your family have a marvelous Christmas, a great new year, and continue to prosper in what you're doing a hell of a job in right now.
Oh, man, thank you so much. Yeah, it's been so much fun coming on with you guys every single week, and I hope you have a great Christmas, a great new year. Man, I'm really excited for the holiday season. We have so many games, you know, and, man, it's almost like a little bit too much, like Christmas night, three games, you know, just back to back to back like that. You got to make some time for your family, but I really appreciate you guys having me on this season.
Hey, Ryan, kind of catch us up right now for folks that maybe aren't aware of your program. Tell them a little bit about your program and how much are you going to be working over the holidays so people can, you know, dial you up?
Yeah, so, you know, we do like a lot of the live sports betting content type stuff. But, you know, even if you're not into sports betting, it's also, you know, we just have fun. We watch the games live. So the concept was kind of to be like this, the red zone of sports betting. So we let you know what's going on in the games, try to have some fun. We hit on the big topics, you know, look at Super Bowl contenders, you know, March Madness contenders, NBA is going on right now. So we got a lot of great guests. It's a lot of fun. And during the holiday season, so I'm actually heading back to Chicago on Saturday to visit my family, but I'm kind of coming right back. I'll be back on the show on December 28th because we have the college football playoff, and, you know, we're going to have the national championship. We still have NFL going on, so I get to sneak away for a couple days, but I should be back by the 27th. So we'll be on quite a bit during the holidays once we get through the Christmas season.
Okay, let's start with tonight's game. I mean, this is a critical game for both the New Orleans Saints and the Rams. Both teams coming in right now at 7-7. It's going to be played at SoFi Stadium tonight at 5:15 out here on the Pacific time zone.
Yeah, and I'm excited for this one, Coach, because like I said, we're the live betting show, so we're on the air during these games, and some of these Thursday night games, these Monday night games this season have been stinkers, but I think this one might actually be a pretty good game. You know, the Saints haven't really lived up to the hype. They were huge favorites to win their division this season. And, you know, the offense just hasn't really taken off, but really the defense also has kind of taken a step back. And that's because a lot of these guys on the defensive side of the ball are getting a little bit older. And meanwhile, the Rams offense right now is humming. They're top 10. Matthew Stafford, when healthy, playing really good football. He could still make every single throw. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks to watch. He's so damn underrated. And the big difference between this matchup this season and last season when the Rams lost this game, they have a healthy Cooper Kupp. So, you know, at 4 points, the spread, you know, I might lean the dog here, the Saints, to keep it close. But I think the Rams win this game outright. I think they're the team that's trending in the better direction. And since Kyren Williams has come back, I mean, this offense has been really dang good. The defense obviously isn't what it was when they won the Super Bowl a couple years ago, but McVay's done a hell of a job. I think he should get some more love, actually, as Coach of the Year. And who knows, man, this Rams team might be sneaky in the playoffs. So I like them to win, but I think the Saints cover the 4 points tonight.
Ryan Horvat, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, joins each and every Thursday at 1:35. We got a couple of more. Last week we had three. This week we got two Saturday games. And the first game, Cincinnati going in to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. A lot of problems going on with the Steelers right now. It seems like it hasn't been an easy year, to say the least. Kenny Pickett's going to be out. Bengals under their young quarterback, Jake Browning, taking over for Burrow's done fantastic. How you looking at this one?
Yeah, Cincinnati, man. Jake Browning's played really, really well. You know, like a top 15 quarterback this season. It's funny, if you look at the numbers, he's actually outplayed Joe Burrow. Now, you got to remember, though, Joe Burrow was playing injured all season long, so not trying to be a hot take artist. Joe Burrow's the better quarterback. But, you know, I like actually the Steelers in this spot here. They're underdogs in this game, and I usually like Mike Tomlin as an underdog. And I know people are down on the Steelers right now. I'm kind of close. I'm out here in Baltimore, so we have some people on from Pittsburgh from our Odyssey stations. I check out their shows every once in a while, and a lot of people want Mike Tomlin fired. I think we talked about this last week, Coach, and I don't understand it. I think he's one of the better coaches in this league. I don't think that team's all too talented. But they're at home in this spot. He kind of called everybody out. And Mason Rudolph isn't an all-pro quarterback, but I do think, as crazy as it sounds, he's an upgrade over Mitchell Trubisky, even though he wasn't a top-five pick. And that's Trubisky's just regressed so much. He can't make the throws anymore, so I like the Steelers. I'd probably like the Bengals here if they had Ja'Marr Chase. But without him, I think that's probably going to be some extra attention for T. Higgins in this game from the Steelers secondary. And I think Pittsburgh wins this game at home.
All right. The other game will be at 5 o'clock at SoFi Stadium Saturday. The Buffalo Bills, who really look good, but right now they're on the outside looking into the playoffs. They're sitting at 8-6 right now, coming against the Chargers 5-9, and they've had all kinds of coaching moves since their loss to the Raiders. Staley out, interim head coach. They got rid of their defensive line coach. So how you got this one?
Yeah, I like the Buffalo Bills like a lot right now as far as contenders. I mean, just because of their run game, you know, if their defense could stay healthy, they could be scary. But in this spot here, I had to take the points actually with the Chargers. It's just one of those games where you bet the number and you have to look away with Easton Stick, you know, especially with all the injuries. They've already been without Mike Williams, without Keenan Allen now. Quentin Johnston just really hasn't. He hasn't really taken off yet. I don't want to call him a bust. I hate when people do that with some of these rookies. But, you know, he hasn't had the year that I wanted him to have. Austin Eckler hasn't had the year I wanted him to have. The defense, obviously, there's a reason why Brandon Staley's been fired. But I think with Staley gone, this team's going to play hard, at least these young guys on this team. So I took the Chargers. It was plus 14 down to 12. So more people took the Chargers, actually, which is kind of funny. And I like the over. I think there's going to be some points scored in this game. I think the offense for the Chargers will look a little bit better with more time to prepare.
Okay, I'm going to jump around to another Sunday game, and then I want to get to the games on Christmas Day. You got the Cowboys going down to Florida to take on the Miami Dolphins. And, man, the Cowboys, anytime they're on the road, they've been a disaster this year.
Yeah, well, it's funny because they look like Super Bowl contenders at home, right? The offense and the defense. You put them on the road, and they're shaky. That's all four losses on the road this season. Hell, they lost to the Arizona Cardinals on the road this season. But yet, I like them in this spot. Miami's always a tough place to play. You know, you wonder about the motivation for some of these guys because they're having a lot of fun off the field. But Dallas, coming off that stinker, I think Mike McCarthy is actually going to have these guys motivated. And, you know, like, I like the Dolphins, but, man, they just can't stay healthy. They lose their starting center, who, in my opinion, and Pro Football Focus has him as the number one rated, but I think he's the best center in all of football. Now you have to go against that Cowboys pass rush. As long as Mike is going to be out there healthy, I think Dallas actually bounces back this week. I think this is going to be a really good game. I kind of like the over. I think it's going to be high scoring. I trust Dallas a little bit more. You know, these two teams, I keep saying they're like mirror images of each other. It's like the AFC and NFC versions of themselves because they beat up on the cupcake teams. And then when they get, you know, these physical matchups against teams like a San Francisco, they kind of fold. So we'll see. We're going to learn a lot about both of these teams. I'm going to go with the Cowboys here, though.
Hey, we're visiting with Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Ryan Horvat, our guest here on 97.3 The Fan. Let's get to Christmas Day, a 10 a.m. game out here on the West Coast. Raiders going to Arrowhead to take on the Chiefs. And, you know, I don't know what to expect out of the Raiders, but again, this year I haven't really known what to expect out of the Chiefs from week to week.
Yeah, it's so funny, man, because, like, the Chiefs, everybody's writing off the Chiefs, and I'll tell you this. If I'm betting this game, I can't lay 10 points with the Chiefs. It would be Raiders or pass, right? The Raiders are playing really hard right now for Antonio Pierce, like we just saw against the Chargers. You know, and Aiden O'Connell, I don't know if he's the quarterback of the future. Probably not, but I really liked him at college. He's a bit older. I think he's like 25 years old. I liked him at Purdue, though, and he's getting a little bit more comfortable in that offense. He's got a good relationship now with Devontae Adams. But with the Chiefs, as bad as it's looked at times, they're still like a top 10 offense as far as efficiency, and they still have Steve Spagnuolo as their defensive coordinator. So I'm not ready to write them off yet, but I can't lay 10 points. So I would probably bet the Raiders if I had to take this game, actually.
All right, Ryan, the Giants going to Lincoln Financial to take on the Eagles. Tommy DeVito bringing the G-men in to go against Jalen Hurts and an Eagles team that, man, their wings have been clipped. They've dropped three in a row, and man, a lot of concerns about what's going on there in Philly.
Yeah, I think this is probably the perfect get-right spot, right? The Giants, people are kind of falling in love with this Giants team, but we saw it last week. The Tommy DeVito experience, I don't...
Hey, it's Coach John Quintero. Thanks for downloading and listening to the John Quintero Show. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can always listen live weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.